Welcome to the third edition of News to Use, the Arlington Public Library Talking Books newsletter, produced by the Talking Books staff at Arlington Public Library. This is the May 2020 edition of our quarterly newsletter. My name is Brittany Hamm, and I will be presenting this edition to you. I am the newest member of the Talking Books team, having only started with Arlington Public Library in July of last year. I am originally from Virginia Beach, and outside of work, I love baking, reading literary fiction, and hanging out with my scaly pet, Carmen the Bearded Dragon. First off, we'd like to share with everyone service updates in light of the continuing COVID-19 pandemic. All Arlington Public Library locations remain closed until further notice. Here's how that impacts our Talking Book service. Up until recently, we have been unable to mail out any cartridges, but that has just changed. We arranged to have Richmond's Talking Books department prepare orders for us. Please email or call us at 703-228-6333 to place requests. But please be aware that there may be delays in getting your cartridges due to a backlog of requests and mailing delays. If you use Bard to download books and magazines, your service should continue and we don't anticipate any disruptions. Please contact us by email at talkingbooks@arlingtonva.us if you need assistance logging into Bard or if you would like to sign up for the Bard service. Magazines are being posted on Bard in audio and e-braille, but are not currently available on cartridge or in hard copy braille. We anticipate that back issues will be made available via the Magazine on Cartridge program and in hard copy braille when normal operations resume. While all in-person library programs have ceased, we would like to share with you the following resources and events that are still operating in the area. The Low Vision Learning Center Information and Resource Hotline remains open. Although the Prevention of Blindness Society's DC's headquarters is closed to the public, you can still call to get answers to questions about available resources on reading, transportation, technology, and much more. The hotline is available on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that number to call is 301-951-4444. They also host weekly low vision town hall meetings, and recordings of these town halls can be found on their website at youreyes.org. The Metropolitan Washington Ear is still accepting new applications for their listener services, which includes daily readings of major newspapers and magazines and a Talking Books radio program. They can be reached at 301-681-6636. Or you can apply online at www.washear.org. The Foundation Fighting Blindness Vision Walk Program includes more than 36 walks in cities throughout the United States to fund research leading to treatments and cures for blinding retinal disease. This year, the regional in-person walks have combined and turned virtual into a national virtual Vision Walk Day on June 6th. You can support this event by taking advantage of their online tools to let people know why you are participating, build your virtual team of family and friends to join you, and on June 6th, celebrate in any way you want, whether it's a walk around the block while social distancing or a virtual hangout with your team. If you have any questions, please contact Michelle DiVincenzo at mdivincenzo@fightingblindness.org. That's mdivincenzo@fightingblindness.org. Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind is offering virtual trainings for essential route planning, independent living skills training such as meal prepping, and community activities including their virtual training support groups. To sign up or receive more information, please email info@clb.org. Meeting with Zoom? Whether it's for business or for pleasure, everyone is using Zoom to meet, and there is a free audiobook available for vision-challenged people to learn about and run Zoom meetings. That audiobook is available at mosen.org/Zoom/. And next we have our Blind and Low Vision Resource Group update. Unfortunately, our last scheduled blind and low vision resource group meeting in March was canceled due to COVID-19, and we don't know when we'll get to host our next one. But our last in-person meeting held in February welcomed Karen Peltz-Strauss as a speaker. Karen is a longtime disability advocate who was involved in writing part of the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990 and most of the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act. She spent 11 years as deputy chief of the Consumer and Governmental Affairs Bureau at the Federal Communications Commission. She discussed telecommunications accessibility on a federal level. Some of the highlights included learning, firstly, all televisions have two audio channels, including one for audio description, and they are required to have an easy way to access them, although each television set may be different. Secondly, the four basic cable broadcasting networks are always required to provide audio description, in addition to the top five broadcasting networks, and these change every few years. As of right now, it is HGTV, USA, Discovery, TBS, and the History Channel. Movie theaters are also required to provide audio description. Thirdly, Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and a lot of streaming services are already describing almost all of their content. Fourthly, the American Council of the Blind has a directory of audio-described programs. You can access those at acb.org/ADP/. Finally, if you need to file a complaint with the FCC about a lack of accessibility from your network provider, you can submit a request for dispute assistance, where the FCC's Disability Rights Office works with you and the company to resolve your issue. Thank you once again to Karen for speaking with us. We invite you to share with us what you're reading now or other books you've enjoyed so that we may share them with your fellow Talking Books patrons. We hope this will help us stay connected through sharing what we're reading. Each of us has written a brief review of a book we've read recently, which I'm about to share with you. All of these books are available for download in Bard. The first is The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World by the Dalai Lama, Desmond Tutu, and Douglas Abrams. Published in 2016, DB number 85769. Reviewed by Bridget. A week-long visit between two dear friends, the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, brings us this thoughtful discussion on how we can all cultivate joy in our everyday lives, regardless of what else may be going on. This book is not about religion, but instead about the teachings of these two men, the nature of joy, and the importance of cultivating it in our own lives. The first part of the book lays the groundwork for understanding the nature of joy. It is then followed by obstacles to joy, and the last part pulls it all together by providing readers with the eight pillars of joy as agreed upon by the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. The tone of the book is very conversational, and I felt the love and respect between these two remarkable men who have faced great adversity in their own lives but remain truly joy-filled. This was a soothing and reassuring book in these not-so-soothing times. Next, we have The Dutch House by Anne Patchett, published in 2019, DB number 96739, reviewed by myself, Brittany. Danny and Maeve Conroy, two young siblings, are living with their father alone in the Dutch house in the suburbs of Philadelphia after their mother abandons the family because of the house. Soon the father remarries an evil stepmother-like figure, Andrea Smith, and ultimately Danny and Maeve are first forced to leave the house of their childhood and strike out on their own. This story follows the lives of Danny and Maeve through the subsequent decades through Danny's point of view. I'm a fan of Anne Patchett and I loved Commonwealth. Similar to that book, I appreciate the slow character development and the focus on sibling relationships. The Dutch House is also a character on its own, asserting its own role in the story. However, what really makes this book for me is Tom Hanks's narration. He makes Danny more lovable and approachable. Please note, there is some strong language. Next, we have How to Stop Time by Matt Haig, published in 2018. DB number 90183, reviewed by Jennifer Lewis. Tom Hazard has a rare condition that causes him to age very slowly. Born in France in 1581, in the present day he appears to be a regular 41-year-old man. His current life as an English schoolteacher, trying to protect those he cares about from the sinister Albatross Society, is interspersed with flashbacks to his dangerous and heartbreaking past. It is an enchanting mix of adventure, love, danger, heartache, and a search for the meaning of life. Please note, there is some profanity. Next, we have Nothing to See Here by Kevin Wilson, published in 2019, DB number 97315, reviewed by Jennifer Odlum. This is an odd but strangely diverting book, a quality which I found to be particularly welcome in this unsettling time. Lillian had a tough upbringing which left its mark on her. She has recently agreed to serve as caretaker to her childhood friend Madison's twin stepchildren, while Madison supports her husband's political ambitions. What's the problem? Well, the kids have been known to burst into flames when their emotions run high. Over the course of the summer, Lillian helps Madison and the children, and eventually herself, as she comes to terms with what it means to love and be loved, to need and be needed. I was charmed. Please note, there is some profanity. Would you like to know which books are new to the Talking Books collection? You can view the March-April issue of the Talking Books topics on the NLS website at www.loc.gov/NLS/. You can also request an audio cartridge copy by contacting us. We want to hear from you and invite you to participate in the production of this newsletter. There are many ways you can contribute to this newsletter. First, you can let us know what you think. We welcome constructive comments. Secondly, we invite you to submit a reading recommendation for your fellow patrons to read. Please keep your submissions under 100 words. Lastly, think about contributing an article to one of our upcoming editions. Do you have tips or resources you'd like others to know about? Do you have a topic on low vision you'd like to write about? We'd love to learn more from your experiences. As we near the end of this newsletter, this is a reminder that the Talking Book staff is here from you. We can help you select or download books or connect you with other information you may be looking for. You can reach us by telephone at 703-228-6333, where you can leave a message and we will call you back. Or you could also reach us by email at talkingbooks@arlingtonva.us. And that concludes the May 2020 edition of the News to Use newsletter. We hope you found it enjoyable and useful. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to serving you.